Well, but we never do a show, as you just mentioned. We last did one 3 years ago.
What, and whose fault is that? So
that's nobody's fault. It's just the way that our schedules work out.
I have a wide open schedule. I'm is now dawning on me that during this
life.
Yeah, during this conversation, I have said wide open and Big Fatty's opening all within the same like sentence structure there, and that's probably wrong.
That's a guarantee to get on the show.
Oh, see, that's what I was thinking. Maybe we should just make some Big Fatty show openings. See, you have to put in the word show between Big Fatty and openings, because otherwise it just comes out sounding wrong.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's a guarantee to get on the show.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1030 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 10th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters, and Big Fatty may be going down memory lane. Oh, Big Fatty. Hello, Porkies. Big Fatty. You're right, they are Porkies. Dear Gussie. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. Much better day in the coal mine on Monday. Big Fatty is on the upward swing. So it's all much better. Except, y'all, I feel terrible. I just feel terrible because I forgot this. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, there are two celebrations of exiting the birth canal that I have missed, and one of them I knew about, and I should have reminded you, but the other one I didn't know about. Y'all, that is some of those cookeries that old Veda made for me. In fact, y'all, the celebration of exiting the birth canal that I forgot about was old Veda's. Y'all, he climbed on out of that thing. That's vulgar. Yesterday, Monday the 9th, y'all. And old Veda, you know, he just keeps getting older. Just maybe he's older Veda now, but. Anyway, I saw Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon wished him a happy exiting of the birth canal, because, you know, y'all, she really adores him. She absolutely adores him. And anyway, but y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal that I missed, but y'all, I didn't know about it. And I'm still not sure what day it was. I don't know if it was Sunday or Monday or two. I say Tuesday because y'all, it's one of those time zone things. It's one of those future birthdays that you're hearing about in the present, which happened in the past or something like that. I don't know. But y'all, it was at Yoshi. It was Yoshi's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, you know, he is over there in the Japan, Mexico, y'all. And he was just in Hatlanta. Over the holidays, Big Fatty was unable to see him though during that time period. But evidently, Yoshi had a special celebration of exiting the birth canal over there in the Japan, Mexico. And y'all, today is Flopsy's birthday. Now, y'all, don't ask me who Flopsy is, but Flopsy was on one of my lists, and that one of my social secretaries sent to me. So Flopsy, however, is not a listener. Well, at least I hope. Well, I don't know. Anyway, but Flopsy and Yoshi and Veda, I hope it was good, it is good, or it shall be good. Big Fatty, just shut the hell up.
love. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
BFO in itself just might keep the United States Postal Service running all those permit cards. I want to tell you something about Guru or whatever, so stop playing this on the show. And that, please, thank you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, she is at it again. She is at it again. So, Guru, and I don't know which Guru she was speaking of, but Guru, if you want to know what Miss Bacon said, get in touch with her, because I must when asked to stop playing it on the little show, y'all, I have to stop. I just have to stop. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, speaking of Miss Kathy Bacon, dear Gussie, y'all, it is time for our contest, and as you know, all you have to do is guess the number of phone calls from Miss Kathy Bacon that were played either fully or partially on the little show in 2011. Y'all, that is the number that the fat one has on record, not which may be not necessarily the actual number. Benny, don't say that. These are the rules. Anyway, there's one entry per person. Big Fatty, I'm so glad you pre-recorded this. It'd be right. One entry per person, and you send it via e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Y'all, now the guest closest to the actual number of calls without going over will win the $21 cash prize. If there's a tie, we'll put all those with the closest guess. Correct guess into a colostomy bag, and we'll draw a winner. And the deadline is Friday, January 13th.
Hear that? You hear that? Can you hear that?
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Brian and Kevin in Danbury. And I'm calling to say that we were shopping today at the Vons of Connecticut, and we bought a whole bunch of, like, cans of beans and tomatoes and stuff because it's the can sale, and this stuff was cheap. We spent $73.59 and saved $62.31. That's almost half price. So, with all those beans and stuff, we're going to be having some flatulation, the issues here on the East Coast, but we'll always be thinking about you, because without our fiber, we would be nothing. So, hello from Connecticut.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, y'all, can you believe how much money they've saved on buying those canned beans? That's just, y'all, it's Methaneville. Y'all, they'll not be running out of gas anytime soon. Fatty, we don't need to hear about that. But y'all, the Danbarrys, they have entered the contest to guess how many times Miss Bacon has called so far this year. But y'all, here's someone who has not entered the contest yet. Big Fatty, what is wrong with them?
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Christina from the Kansas. I've never heard of anybody else calling you from the Kansas, so I think that must make me your number one Kansas fan. I've been listening and lurking for about a year now, and I guess it's probably time for me to come out from the shadows and let you know that you have a fan in Kansas, and that I love your show, and I know that I get funny looks from people at work when I laugh out loud sitting at my computer while I'm listening to you on my portable electronic device. Keep up the good work. I love hearing you every day. Oh, dear Gussie.
Yeah, Gussie, indeed. Y'all, that is Christina from the Kansas. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it, y'all. But the thing I can't believe is her name isn't Dorothy. Hi, Christina. It's lovely. It's lovely that you decided to de-lurk and participate in the BFO. And, y'all, it's just lovely. And, y'all, Christina, tell us a little bit more about you sometime. So, because, you know, one call to the BFO is not a de-lurking. Let me just tell you that. Don't think that you're done. You're one call and done. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. So, dear Gussie, it's not you, Christina. So, anyway, y'all, our last call today is from Mexico. Big Fatty, you are just world-renowned.
Big Fatty, it's the Faye Driver. Now, there's nothing more horrifying than hitting play on a new episode of the BFO, only to hear my own theme music playing. Now, the last time this happened, I actually had three simultaneous thoughts pop into my head the instant that I heard my music. The first one was, what has he caught me saying that's going to be taken out of context, that's going to make me sound like some kind of sex-crazed maniac? The second thought was, oh, I don't want to listen to that guy. I can't stand that guy. And then thirdly, to register my discontent, I actually said out loud, oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. I never thought such paradoxical things could occur when I heard my own theme music. In any case, I'm actually calling you because whatever happened to John Michael Hawes, Big Fatty? Where is that guy? What's he up to? You know, if it wasn't for JMH, I never would have been introduced to you, and you wouldn't be in our lives or in my life now. So I wonder what that guy's doing. I miss him in the Daily Purge. So, you know, if you're out there, John, send in a voice letter or something. We want to know what you're up to. All right, Big Fatty, have a good week. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Faye Driver from the Pink Wingnuts little show. And, y'all, he was talking about cars on his latest little show. And, Faye Driver, I agree with you. Whenever I hear your theme music, I think, dear Gussie, I don't want to listen to that guy. Bah! Fatty, don't say things like that. But, you know, John Michael Hawes is still on the inner tubes. I don't know if you knew that or not. But, yes, he sings the Hamming It Up with Big Fatty song. Yes, Big Fatty, it's the only place you can hear him now. And that is not tape. That's live each time. Every time it is live. But, he is up there in the Chicago's and, I don't know what he's doing nowadays. I do know he's unsubscribed from the BFO, but, you know, most everybody has. And, you know, and that's fine, y'all, except for Glenda from Kansas. Big Fatty, it's not Glenda. But anyway, so, but Faye Driver, thank you for calling. Oh, Lord, and thank you for giving me some content. Y'all, by the way, voices that have disappeared, you heard two of them at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, is that Daniel Biba and White Boy? And y'all, they've taken down their shingle. Bay Fatty. And y'all, I don't know, maybe they're hanging out with John Michael Hawes. I don't know, but y'all, and I totally expected guesses from them in the Miss Bayfren contest, but I've not received those yet, so I don't know. Y'all, I want to go down memory lane a little bit with you today, because y'all, we have become a very lazy society, and y'all, what's brought it to my mind is receiving the pizza pie cutter. By the way, I found out it was that Peter G that sent me the second pizza pie cutter. But y'all, back when Big Fatty was growing up, we didn't have all these frozen pizza pies in the grocery store. And now, y'all, they take up half of an aisle of, it's just nothing but pizza pies, frozen pizza pies. Y'all, if you wanted a pizza pie, you had to go out to a pizza ply joint, Greg Fratty, a pizza pie joint, and y'all, they were all called joints, because it was a joint, and, you know, oh, we're going to go to the pizza pie joint, and either that, or y'all, you had to go and pick up the green box, and those of you who are old enough to know, you know what I'm going to say, the green box, it was the Chef Boyardee pizza in a box. And y'all, you mix it had the flour in there with the yeast, and you mixed up your crust, and you pressed it out in your pizza pie pan at home, and then you opened the little can of tomato sauce, seasoned tomato sauce, and then you sprinkled on the Parmesan cheese, and y'all, it was never enough. It was never enough, so you always had to add extra, and then, you know, it didn't have any toppings on it, so, you know, you always added a sausage or something like that to it, and pizza pie, y'all, pizza pie was a treat. You didn't have that. You didn't have that very often. It was not, you know, it was not a quickie. It was not a quickie at all, y'all. It was an event, and, you know, something special had happened if you had a pizza pie. So anyway, and y'all, you know, the cheese that you put on the pizza pie back then, y'all, we didn't have this shredded cheese in the grocer's refrigerated case. No, you bought a block of cheese, and your mama gave you the metal cheese grater, and y'all, you always scraped up your knuckles on this, so there was always a little bit of skin or something. Please, and with your cheese to go on, y'all. Anytime you needed grated cheese, you had to grate the shit, and y'all, it meant something when you grated your own cheese, and y'all, we're just lazy nowadays. And Big Fatty is guilty of this also. I'm as guilty as the driven snow. Big Fatty, that didn't make a damn bit of sense. And y'all, the cone on the cob. The cone on the cob, y'all. You nowadays, you buy it frozen. And Big Fatty does this. It's frozen, and the art is shucked, and the silk's removed. But y'all, when we would have, and we loved cone on the cob. Back in the day, and y'all, when you had cone on the cob, okay, well, y'all go outside and shuck the cone, and y'all, we had to take the cone out there and take all the green shucks off of it, and then take the brush and brush off the silks, and y'all, it hated it, it was a pain in the rear end, but y'all, for some reason, it just tasted better, it all just tasted better back then, y'all. Things nowadays, everything, and y'all, this gets back to the horror grandma party, y'all, our rule was that you had to make your dish that you brought. You couldn't go and buy it. And y'all, it was all so good because people took just a little bit of time to make it rather than buy, you know, take the easy way out. But y'all, that's just the way it is now. Oh, dear Gussie. It's just the way it is now. And y'all, I know there are some of you going, dear Gussie Big Fatty, what in the hell are you talking about? Shredded cheese and shucking corn. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Tuesday, and, you know, I don't have anything else to say. I just don't have anything else to say, so y'all, let's just listen to the rest of the music, and, then old white boy will say something at the very end of the little show. Why don't we do that? Yes, Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely. Now, if I could just shut up, we could do that. Okay, well, why don't you just shut up, and then we'll listen to the music, and then we will listen to White Boy say...
That's a guarantee to get on the show.
Big Fatty, we both fucked it up. Let's shut up now.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.